I'll start off saying welcome to Sackville, although it's not really a welcome to Sackville because you've been in Sackville for a long time.
That's true. I've been here since 2009, although I was working in Halifax for most of that time.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your background. It's a really interesting background. Halifax Harbor Bridges and more recently Cumberland County, but maybe first tell us a bit about what you did with Halifax Harbor Bridges and what the highlights of that were. I mean, I know some big ones.
Okay, well, if it's all right, I'll just start a little further back because I got to do lots of interesting things. I started off my career as a consultant in Halifax, an engineering consultant. And in 1989, I started doing work for Halifax Harbor Bridges as a consultant. I did some of their toll studies, and then I became their prime lead consultant as of 1993. I went out and I did the inspection on the McDonald Bridge, which is the old bridge. It used to be two lanes. And recommended, as a result of that, the replacement of the approach man's decks because they were starting to fail. And as a result of that, I ended up leading the design and the construction phase for the owner as a consultant, the third lane project on the McDonald Bridge. Then in 2006, I went to work for Halifax Harbor Bridges and worked on many interesting projects behind the scenes that most people didn't get to see because we were working below the deck or at night or on weekends. And I started actually in 2009, coincidentally, on the Big Lift project, and I worked on that for 10 years and saw that through design and construction as the owner's lead. So, yeah, that was life at Halifax Harbor Bridges.
And for people who aren't from Halifax, the Big Lift, tell us what the Big Lift is.
It was replacement of the suspension span road deck, including the stiffening trusses that people used to drive through in segments. So we would go in on a weekend and we would remove a 20 meter long segment, 66 feet long, and replace it with a brand new one and then reopen to traffic through the week, which is highly unusual. It's the only the second time it's ever been done in the world.
So you went from that to working with Cumberland County. Why did you make that move? And how was that different from your work with Halifax Harbor Bridges?
So first of all, I moved to Sackville because my wife took a job in Sackville, and I, you know, was just going back and forth because I really enjoyed working on suspension bridges. But as time went on, I got tired of the travel, and I really wanted to be closer to my family. So I was trying to move closer to home, so I took a job in 2019 in Cumberland County as the operations manager and was working with Public Works there and working on some of their larger capital projects. And so coming to the town of Sackville, where I live, made a lot of sense this year.
When Dwayne Acton retired or moved on and this job was posted, that was a natural fit for you. You thought, well, perfect.
Yeah, I was actually quite excited at the opportunity.
I imagine your work in Cumberland County is maybe going to be similar to your work here in terms of it's less specialized and more a sort of general practice, right? There's engineering in all sorts of different areas that you need to sort of be overseeing.
Yeah, so it's a lot of road and municipal water and sewer type projects, replacing trucks and vehicles and looking after snow plowing and public works. A lot of it is returning to what I was doing early on in my career as a consultant, because I did a lot of highway design, road design, services design, subdivisions, parking lots, that kind of stuff.
And you do have to come to a council and interact with a council as well, which you didn't have to do for a while at Halifax Harbor Bridges, I guess.
At Halifax Harbor Bridges, I was dealing with an appointed board, which comprised of some city councillors for Halifax, appointees from the province, and one or two from the public. So there was still a reporting function. It just wasn't as much in public and on camera, but it was happening a lot. So I'm accustomed to having that reporting function, but coming to council is not something that I've done a great deal of. So, yeah.
And how, you've been here, is it a month that you've been here so far? And how, how's it been going?
August 2nd was when I started, and there's a lot of processes and history and how things are done that I'm learning. Also, remarkably, although, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick are very close, it's completely new rules and regulations and legislation to follow that I hadn't been aware of before. So Things are the same, but just that little bit different. So it is a learning curve. I'm starting to feel like I'm becoming productive now, yeah. And it's been a month.
Getting the hang of New Brunswick provincial policies, how the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure works here, that sort of thing.
Yes, and knowing what the interactions are between us, the town, and Department of Transportation, getting to know the consultants that work for the town. There's all those things that are very important in order to be able to do the job. Also, finding my way just through the filing system and being able to pull out information.
I know that in a lot of municipalities, there's an infrastructure deficit, so to speak. Like, municipalities are always playing catch up with that, trying to stay ahead of that. When you look at the town of Sackville, what do you see as sort of, I guess, the assets and liabilities that we've got going for us here?
So, I mean, Sackville's got a lot going for it because of where it's located, but it also has challenges with flood risk from climate change. We all are aware of that, and there's been some projects that have been done there. There's the usual, as you mentioned, infrastructure deficit that municipalities all across the country have, in fact, North America. From what I can see, the town of Sackville is actually in quite a good position and has dealt with things very well up to this point, and I'm hoping to continue and build on that as we move forward.
So you don't see any big, you don't think you'll be making any big changes in how things have been handled on the public works side of things?
I'm not expecting that, but I think it's getting to know the systems and how things are performing and looking for opportunities. And, as time goes on, I'm sure we'll evolve a little bit, but I don't see any wholesale changes, no.
Mm-hmm. And, what about this amalgamation? How do you feel on that front? I mean, there's big question marks there for everybody. Do you know what that path forward is going to look like for you?
Well, it's interesting because I got hired and that was already a given. And I think it's going to have some impact over time. But the reality is reasonable things are going to be done to ensure that services are continued to be delivered for all of the communities that are in the amalgamation. I lived through the amalgamation when Halifax, Dartmouth, Bedford, and the County of Halifax amalgamated in Halifax. I didn't work for the city, but I did a lot of consulting work with them, and I knew a lot of people that went through that. And, it took them 10 years to kind of get their feet back fully and know how to function with one another. I don't see this one as being as complicated because it's smaller communities, fewer people. There's been a close relationship anyway, and I think it's going to go surprisingly well. Is my expectation. I think it's going to go well.
Well, that's good to hear. All right. anything else you want to say to people in Sackville, listeners? Anything you want to let them know about yourself or this job?
It's an interesting job. I hope that people will support us in doing what, we've deemed to be the course of action. There's no magic to this job. It's trying to take engineering principles and knowledge and experience that we've had from past practices, past work, and apply them to the future and try to do the best we can. I'm sure there's going to be lots of people that will disagree with certain aspects of what's done. There's always people that do, and we'll listen, but at the end of the day, we have to try and make the best decision for the majority, not the minority.